Blog Talk Radio.
He is worthy to be praised.
Oh, magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord,
for He is worthy.
For He is worthy to be praised.
Oh, Father,
oh, Father, blessed be the rock.
Magnify.
Magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, our Father, with joy in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, and forever, and forevermore. And the church said, amen, 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 amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you. Glory be to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. Welcoming you on this Praise Wednesday. Glory be to God. A day that we set aside. Amen. Hallelujah. To praise God in a different way. Oh, my God. And we bless Him when we welcome Him. Welcome all of the first timers. Amen. Chiming in today. Please enjoy our services. Amen. Today is our laid back day. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Where we just come, amen, at a different angle and a different perspective. Amen. To give God the praise. Amen and amen. Want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. And we have been faithful for the last 10 and a half years. Amen. And to God be praise, to God be glory, and to God be all of the honor. Amen. Today, amen, glory be to God. We are going to, amen, share our testimonies and our praises. Amen. In laughter. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For anybody, amen, that wants to share a story or a quick testimony or something that happened that made you laugh. Glory be to God. Put a smile to your face. Amen. This is what we're going to focus on today. Why? Because the book of Job 39:22 tells us, amen, that he laughs at fear. Amen. He laughs at fear and is not dismayed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because in the book of Genesis 21:6, it says Sarah laughed. And glory be, Sarah said, God have made me laugh so that all that hear will laugh with me. Amen. And that's what we want you to do. Amen. Sarah said, I'm laughing. Come on and laugh with me. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're laughing. And we'll say, come on, and the saints, and let's laugh with one another. Amen. Glory be to God. Proverbs 17 and 22 tells us that a cheerful heart is good medicine. Amen. Glory is a good medicine. You can put some of that high blood pressure medication down, that diabetes medicine down. You can put some of that medicine to the side when you laugh a little bit more. Amen. It says a joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Amen. So here the scripture tells us that laughter is good, 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 good. Amen. And so this is what we are doing today. Amen. And so if you, amen, want to share something with us, amen, please prepare yourself to take just a couple minutes. Amen. Glory be to God. And do that. But before we get started, amen, with our sharing on today, amen, we want to begin with our reading, amen, our creative reading this morning, coming from our sister Joanne Thurman out of Philadelphia. Amen. She's going to come and she's going to share with us. Amen. And then afterwards, amen, we will, amen, begin to hear from anyone who has a desire to share on today. All right, all right, all right. Sister Joanne Thurman, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Yes. This morning, I first give an honor to God, who is Lord and Savior of my life. I look through my archive to see what he wanted to me to read today. And I remember that I had spoke to you about him whispering in my ear when I was asleep. So I pulled that poem out to share. And as I was looking through, I found a poem called a poem and I didn't know it. And that made me laugh. So I added that one in. So today I'm going to read three poems because I added that one in because that one made me laugh. So the first poem is called A Word for You, which was whispered in my ear. As I whisper in your ear, you are to write down what I say. Stop, drop, and roll. Do it right away. For I'm revealing myself unto you in a way no one else could do. My grace and peace are upon you. I give my word to come through you. Tell my people of my undying love. I want him to be with me high above, to live a life in bountiful bliss. You are marked with my anointed kiss. Your hand will be a weapon of words for people to read, so they will serve. You've been through a lot. Now my blessings you've got. Write down the truth and be very bold. I am all powerful. I am God for all the world to behold. I whisper and I speak to you, my words to you. They are truly heaven sent. It's your blessing, your inheritance. It's part of my plan. So send my word, Joe, all over the land so people can turn their face to me. I'm to be honored and exalted as I need to be. The time is now. Let every knee bow down to the author and finisher of our faith. And this poem is, I'm a poet and I didn't even know it. What the Lord has done for me, sometimes I just don't see. So many gifts to give him the praise. Gifts from the Almighty for the rest of my days. Kisses and loving and power divine. Just for God's Joanne. He made it all mine. Words from above whispered in my ear to share his great love, for he's always near. Tell it, write it, speak it now. Shout it, sing it. I'm no longer bound. I'm free to do the master's will. I've opened my heart, and he did fill me with his peacefulness. I'm saved and now I'm blessed. My hand will write what he tells me to do. I'll listen, Lord, to only you, for you know what you want me to say. Thank you and just have your way. You are the word of living love. hearing my praise in heaven above. Now I'm a poet for God, and now I know it. And my final one is, that's why I write. Will all these words, will my voice be heard? Will it reach out to everyone in this life's run? Will it get into your heart and mind to give you the encouragement I hope you will find? There's a message inside of me that I just have to get out to tell all my people what this thing is all about. A thought to uplift your spirits, to help you get with it. My blessings are to be shared. God gave all this. Could he really care? And since you can see me, he chose to use me as his vessel, a spokesperson in a way. He keeps refilling every day. The words to help you to fix your life. God wants us all to live right. He does not want you to perish, no, not one. He died on the cross, God's only begotten son. So I'll write until my words come to an end. But I can tell you, I can't pretend. His words is so good, I can't get enough. And I'm glad he lets me write this stuff. Glory be to God. And my praise is, there's nothing so precious as Jesus to me. Let earth with his treasures be gone. I'm rich as can be when my Savior I see. I'm happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. The poor and deserted, thank God I can say, I'm happy with Jesus alone. And that's why I can laugh, because I'm happy with Jesus alone, because he made me able. God bless everyone. Peace and grace.
Amen. Grace and peace be multiplied. And I'm telling you, that's laughter enough. Amen. I'm happy with Jesus alone. And Jesus will make you laugh. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. For sharing your beautiful creative readings with us on today. A word for you, which was whispered in my ears. I'm a poet and I didn't even know it. And lastly, that's why I write. Amen. You still laugh about which one?
I'm a poet, and I didn't even know it.
Amen. Amen. And we thank God for using you this morning, because as you were sharing, Minister Thurman, the Lord is saying that there's many poets right here on this line this morning, and they don't know it. So he said, you know what you're going to do next Wednesday? Now, the Holy Spirit is speaking to me as you're reading. He said, next Wednesday, we want everybody to come with a poem. If it's not before sentences.
If it's not but one paragraph.
Awesome. Amen. Mm. And you don't have to come sounding like Joanne Thurman or Maya Angelou. Amen. Glory be to God. But we want everybody next week, Lord's willing, to come with a poem, because we guarantee you that you're a poet and you don't even know it. Amen. So we want to thank our minister, Joanne. Amen. For God using her to trigger that. Amen. On today. Amen. Thank you so much, my sister. Amen. And we appreciate you and we love you. And keep on writing. Keep on reading. And I want to be one of the first individuals to get a copy of your book.
Oh,
amen.
Definitely.
Autograph book at that. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, saints. Amen. Glory be to God. You heard it. Amen. She said she's a poet. Amen. And she didn't even know it. That's beautiful. That brings laughter to your soul. The joy of the Lord. Amen. I'm a poet and I didn't know it. Amen. Glory be to God. So, amen. Next Wednesday, Lord's willing, come with your poet. Come with your poem. I don't care if it's one paragraph, two sentences, four sentences. Let's get started. It don't have to rhyme. Amen. Because it'll be rhyming in the spirit. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. All right. All right. So we know we have our sister Brenda Murray. She's here. She's going to share. Amen. Something. She shared something with us last Wednesday night. Amen. On our Bible study. And I said, please come today and share this. Amen. I thought it was so funny. Amen. And beloved, it don't have to be funny to me. Amen. Long as it's funny to you, or if it brought a smile to your heart or joy to your heart, as our minister Thurman just shared with us. Amen. Glory be to God. She said she's happy with Jesus alone. Amen. And so please, amen. So, amen. Just hit the number one. Amen, on your telephone, and we know, amen, that you're there. Amen, you have something to share. So let us begin with our sister Brenda Murray on this morning. Amen, all the way from Philadelphia. Amen. All right. Sister Brenda Murray, are you there?
Yes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen, amen, amen. We bless the name of the Lord for you. Amen, and thank you for coming to share with us on our Praise Wednesday. Amen, glory be to God. Amen, when we are laughing with the Lord. The Lord is laughing and we're laughing too. Amen, so we want to give you the floor. Amen, to share. Amen, glory be to God. Whatever the Lord has placed on your heart. Amen, for this morning.
Amen. First, I'd like to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning and closing my right mind. I thank the Lord for that. I am truly glad to be on Live Talk Radio. I was on a Bible study last Wednesday with Pastor Bradford, and I shared something with her. I told Pastor Bradford this was a few years ago, when I lived in Richland Island Projects, I had an altercation with one of the neighbors, and it was really, really ugly, you know. And And I had said, after the altercation, the physical, I said, I'll never, ever in my life speak to her again. And my friend Sheila had said, well, Brenda, you know, I said, no, I don't know. I'm not speaking to her no more. And the next time, if I speak to her again, only way I'll speak to her again, that's if I hit the lottery. And if God let me hit the lottery, then I'll speak to her again. And that's when I was into my numbers and stuff. And that night, I hit the lottery. I said, wow. You know, and the next morning, I tried to sneak out the house to go cash the ticket, and she was sitting in the window, and I seen her sitting there, so I was like walking by, and she said, good morning, Brenda, and I looked up, and I said, good morning, and turned around and came back in the house and started crying, and my friend Sheila said, well, why are you crying? I said, because I didn't want to speak to her. You know, I said, but God, let me hit the lottery. Now, I said, now, I know the Lord don't deal in gambling, but this is what you got to be careful what you say when you talk to the Lord, because he will allow certain things to turn around and fall back on you. And I said, I'm not speaking to her no more. And that's that. And my mind was made up. I said, if I hit the lottery, I'll speak to her. If God allowed me to hit it. And I did. But then I was upset with the Lord because I was crying and everything. I said, now, Lord, why would you let me do this? And he, for my holy imagination, this is the way I feel about it. He said, that ain't what you told me. You told me if I let you hit the lottery, you would speak to her again. Well, I did. And why is you upset? You know, I said, oh, my God, you got to be careful about what you go to the Lord and say. because you never know how he may interact and what he may bring your way. You know, and I said, well, I won't be using that phrase no more and nothing else. In Jesus' name, I said, Jesus, I'm sorry. You know, and I spoke to her. You know, she has parents to go on home to live with the Lord now, but that was back in the 80s when I was a big number, street number player. And, oh, boy, but that's what happened to me. And I have never gotten over it. And this is why I talk to the Lord. I be very careful when I'm angry about something. I'm very careful about what I say. Because he will make you eat your own words.
Oh, boy, that is funny. That's funny. God has a sense of humor. I say, so we don't want all y'all out there, amen, stop speaking with folks so y'all can hit the lottery today, all right? I just thought that was so funny. Lord have mercy. Glory be to God. Amen. Oh, my God. She said, I'm not going to talk to him again unless I hit the lottery. And she hit the lottery. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Amen. So we're not promoting gambling, saints. Amen. But, amen, God can move any kind of way he wants. He had the donkey talking. He said the rocks will cry out. Don't tell me what God won't do. God said he made the sun stand still for 24 hours. So don't tell me what God won't do. God, the donkey spoke. Amen. Glory be to God. So thank you for sharing that story. And thank you. You know what I mean? And she said she did forgive. You know what I mean? God had to help her with that one because Sister Brenda made up her mind. She really wasn't talking to this lady no more. But God said, yes, you are. Amen. So God does have a sense of humor. Amen. And we thank God for that. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Brenda, for sharing that. Amen. That was priceless. Amen. Thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you for waking up this morning to share that story. We appreciate you. Amen and amen. Amen. That's just our Sister Brenda Murray. Amen. Faithful, faithful, faithful to this ministry. Always inviting her family and friends to that prayer line. Get them on that prayer call. Amen. Because prayer changes things. Amen and amen. Boy, I tell you, hallelujah. We want to thank God for that story on today. All right. Glory be to God. All right. We have someone else in queue. Amen. That wants to share with us on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are laughing. Blessed is he who laughs. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to laugh and we want to laugh loud. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. The floor is open to you.
Was that me, Pastor?
Yeah, the floor, your line is open. Good morning.
And good morning to you and Sister Murray and Pastor and my prayer partners. I am sorry. I need to hit the number because I got a bill to pay tomorrow. Just laughing.
Hey,
good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Well, Pastor, you know, it's just amazing how things come together and work itself out. You know, I was thinking about how during the Christmas holiday, when folks go out caroling, how it brings joy and laughter and peace to folks who may not be in the spirit, and it kind of lifted it up. So I put together a little writing, and I hope, you know, that it does make you feel a little joy. And I called it, the reason why I put it together, because I know back in the days when they used to do doo-wop on the corners, how the, you know, the brothers and the sisters would just get on the corner and sing, and, you know, and during that time, it seems like it brought a lot of peace and joy and comfort to the community, and folks wasn't out there doing all of the stuff that we're out there doing now. So I just wrote, you know, the comfort and beauty of caroling enjoying the joy of the holiday season must be lifted to soul welling all year long. It's going to be all right. Yes, Lord, it's going to be all right. And I don't know if I can play this, but I did put something together called The Warmth and the Comfort in Music. Let me see if it's going to come up. Can you hear that?
No.
Can you hear that?
No.
You saying yes or no?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. It was I'm trying to play. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. I was trying to play John Legend, Baby It's Cold Outside, and just saying that, you know, it may be cold outside in some places, but it need to be warm in people's heart. So what I like to do is try to get folks to start doing soul welling. Because we, our souls, needs to be well. And right about now, I'm feeling it. It's making me smile. It's making me feel good. And I think that's what laughter is, making you smile, making you feel good. So, hey, y'all, like Joanne in the poem, like you said last week, I'm going to be soul welling next week.
Amen. Amen. And we're going to be looking forward to that. Amen. Thank you for sharing on today, because it is going to be all right, because it's all right already. Amen. I like John Legend, too. I love John Legend. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God for the comfort of music. Amen. Being soul welling. Amen. And we want to thank God for the warmth and comfort of music. So thank you always, brother. Amen. For the joy that you bring. Amen. When you show up, you bring the joy. Amen. And so we thank God for you. And thank God for your sharing. Amen.
You're making me laugh already, Pastor.
Amen. 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 You always bring joy to our hearts. Yes. Thank you. We appreciate you. Amen. All right. Saints. Amen. Okay, bless you. Amen. Before we take the next one, I have two. So I want to drop this one of mine in. Amen. Glory be to God. And then, Lord's willing, the second one. The first one I want to share, this was before I got saved now. I got one before I got saved. I got one after I got saved. That's the Holy Spirit that's to bring back to my remembrance. So, but this one here was before I got saved. So I'm working at the bank in West Philadelphia. It was the first black bank in the city of Philadelphia. It's called Berean Institute, 52nd and Chestnut. So I'm working, and after work, I'm walking. Me and the guy that I worked with, Marlon. So we walking to the subway, to the train station, so we can go home. So before I got saved now, so hard day work, and so he lit up a joint. He lit up a joint, and I took a puff. I took a little puff. Glory be to God. Even when I used to smoke marijuana, I mean, after two puffs, my head be like blown up. You know what I mean? I don't know how people can do a whole marijuana stick. I don't know. But anyhow, I did take a puff. Yes, I did. Yeah, Pastor Bradford took a puff. So we sitting there, we went up on the subway, 52nd and Chestnut, to catch the subway to go down Center City. And it must have been like, it was a winter day, so it must have been like about maybe 5-6 o'clock. Wasn't nighttime yet, okay, it was still daytime. And both of Marla and I looked up, and we saw the sun. The sun was red. and the sun was right in front of look, y'all, I know y'all gonna say Pastor was high. Pastor was not high. I tell you, now, I don't care, because all I had was a puff. And he saw the same thing. And it was like the sun had like had come down. It was like right there in front of us. We thought it was a UFO. We thought it was some type of alien ship or something. I mean, it looked like the sun, but it was red, and it was on the same level. It was like on the other side of the tracks. So it was too low to be the sun, but it looked like the sun. So we really thought we saw a UFO. So when I got home, I called the police. I called the cops, and they asked me what was up. I said I was. I told them I want to report a UFO. So the cops came out to the house. It was two of us. And they took the report. You know, I told them what happened. I told them it was me and Marlon. Okay, he agreed with me. You know what I mean? His story was just like mine. He saw the same thing. Okay, although he reported his from his house, I reported mine from my house. And I told them, you know, what I saw. I told them I saw the red sun, red moon or something. And, you know what I mean, it had come down, like, almost on the platform. We didn't know if it was a UFO or what, but I just wanted to report it. Well, the cops said, they said, okay, well, if we, you know, we will investigate this. If we see any, you know, if we will follow up with you and let you know, what comes out of this. But beloved, I'm laughing because they said they were going to follow up with me. They never took my they never took my telephone number. They didn't even they didn't even take my name. I guess they said this crazy. How are they going to follow up with me? And they didn't even take my name, nor did they take my telephone number. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I have forgot about that incident, beloved. Look, y'all might say Pastor was high. Pastor wasn't high. Amen. Pastor saw a UFO. I considered it a UFO. Amen. But the cops thought it was a joke. Amen. Because they didn't take any information to follow up with me, and they never did. All right, that was before my saved days. Amen. Let us hear for somebody else. And I want to come back and share one with you. Amen. That after my salvation. In Jesus' name. All right. All right. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries on this our praise Wednesday. Amen. Blessed is he. Blessed is she who laughs. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. The floor is open. Amen. Would you like to share? Would you like to share someone that ends, their telephone number ends in 1376? 1376.
Good morning, Pastor. This is it.
Good morning.
I love your candidacy. So you did make me laugh. My joy and my laughter comes from my father. My father has Alzheimer's. He's 30 years, you know, in the service. And he went in the service in the 50s, so, you know, blacks were represented. So he was really rigid the whole time we were growing up. So in the last 4 years, my father has been given the gift of laughter. So when I call Texas and I'll say, good morning, how are you? And he goes, I don't know who you are. Who is this? And I'll say, Dad, you got a father over here? And he's playing with me. And I'll say, no, I don't have a father. I'm going to say wrong number. And he'll go, Aquinetta, this is James Rome, your father. And we get hysterical. And it brings me so much joy. Or we'll go to a part where he'll be telling me something and he'll really forget. And he'll say, girl, I don't remember. And I'll say, child, don't you worry about it. I got enough memory for both of us. Now, what else are we going to talk about? So I find joy in it because he's not here. And when they told me at all times, I was burdened, like, you know, oh, he's not going to remember me. So he's made a joke of it. And he does my sister, she's in Alaska, and he'll say, Aquanetta, you done called me from Alaska. And my sister said, Dad, now you know she's in Philly. Oh, that's you, Joy. And so after each one of us talk to him, we'll call each other and laugh. I'll say, Joy, what do you tell you? And we get hysterical. So God has given him the spirit of laughter. So when my dad do pass, if he passes before us, we don't remember him as the stiff dad no more. We remember him as the dad of laughter, and that's my testimony.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. That's cute. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. That's it. Look, ain't nothing wrong with me. Amen.
No.
Glory be to God. Yes. Amen. That is so sweet. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Glory be to God. Sister Aquanetta. Amen. Hallelujah. Give your father, amen, our greetings here for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Glory be to God.
I will.
Amen. You tell them to call in and play with me, man. That's you, Pastor Bradford. God bless you. Amen.
God
amen.
Bless.
Thank you for sharing. Amen. All right. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. That was really, really cute. Amen. All right. We have somebody else in queue. Amen. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
You can hear me, Reverend Bradford?
We hear you loud and clear.
Good morning, good morning. My stomach is laughing and hurting so bad just seeing what you were just saying, my God, my God. Oh, God, ain't nothing like laughter. And the joy of the Lord certainly is our strength. And my song this morning, dealing with kids for many years, I just used to always come in with them singing, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, say I love you. If you're happy and you know it, say I love you. And the kids, he laughed. If I'm happy and you know it, and your face will really show it. If you're happy and you know it, say, I love you, you know, and you go on with the song, but I know that would gear the kids up and they be jumping and they be moving around and whatever. So I thank God for laughter. But one of my, first of all, I know I'm a comedian anyway because that's one of the names that my family and friends give me anyway. When I walk in the room, they just bust out laughing. I said, what are you laughing? Because they know I got something funny. But my joke for today is not really a joke. It's a real live experience. I went to Mars Brown about 20-something years ago, and we used to do play, like a play, and we was given a play, and they always used to call me because they knew I liked to respond and stuff like that, memorize our lines and whatever we had to say. But this particular play, this time it was Christmas. It was during Christmas time, and I was supposed to be one of the I was one of the 12 wise men, three wise men, and I forgot my lines. And as I forgot my lines, I was supposed to be holding the baby Jesus, and I was supposed to say, could I hold the baby Jesus? Could I hold the baby Jesus? I kept saying it over and over and over again. And the pastor was laughing. The ushers was laughing. The kids was laughing. Then they had me wrapped in swaddling clothes. My swaddling clothes came off my face. It came off my neck. They was laughing. Oh, they was laughing so hard. The ushers was in the back just laying across the bench. And I said, y'all just pray for me right now. Just pray for me. So I'm just remembering that and many other things, but it was so funny. My pastor, he couldn't even get up to preach. He laughed so hard. He said, that Gwen, that Sister Gwen. So So I just thank God for laughter, because I love laughter. And I mean, just hearing you this morning, Reverend Bradford, oh my God, my God, it is so funny. You laugh even when, like you said the other day, you laugh even when you're speaking. You laugh when somebody else is speaking. And I just thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for Tyrone. I always like to hear his words of encouragement. And Brenda Murphy and Sister Thurman. It goes on. And I just thank God, because I do love to laugh. And laughter is good medicine for the soul. So everybody just have a blessed day. Bless everybody and keep on smiling. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And you funny. Look like just a jelly bowl full of laughter. Amen. I would just love to sit at the table with you and just crack up. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you so much for sharing. Amen. That story, yes, that brought so much joy. Amen. To your congregation. Amen.
Ooh.
That you bring joy to this ministry. Amen. So thank you so much for sharing. Amen.
Thank
we bless
you.
In the name of the Lord. Amen and amen.
God,
God
amen.
Bless you. Amen.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
All right, James. I have one more. I really have three, but I'm just going to share one more that I have. So, amen. Glory be to God. It was a friend of mine, and he was trying to get himself together, and I was helping him out. Matter of fact, we used to work at the same place. And so he couldn't cash his checks at that time. He was getting paid pretty good money, something like $1,800 every 2 weeks, $1,800 every 2 weeks, something around that area. And so what I did for a little while is I would cash his checks for him. I would cash the checks for him, okay, because he had to get some things in order. But this was... I really forgot what he did to tick me off. I really forgot. I got to think on. All I know is he made Pastor Bradford mad. I wasn't pastoring at that time. Was I pastoring? No, I wasn't pastoring. But he made me mad. So I just didn't want to renege and say, I'm not going to cash a check this week. I didn't want to go that far. But I said, okay, all right, all right. So what I did, I took the check to the bank, $1,800, and I said, I want all ones. Oh, God. Y'all see the little mischievous side. I said, I want all ones. Matter of fact, I had to give them an hour or two to get it together. They couldn't give me $1,800 in ones. They told me they needed some time. I said, y'all got the time. I'll come back. I came back. Glory be to God. You should have saw I had all these stack of ones. I'm glad wasn't nobody looking, because they thought I wouldn't have been loaded. And I went on, glory be to God, and gave up the money, and I gave $1,800 in ones. Don't mess with me no more. don't mess with me no more. Oh, God, I had to repent. Look, I did repent later on, glory be to God. But I tell you the truth, I laughed up a storm before then and still laughing, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't mess with me no more. And guess what? They ain't never mess with me no more either. They say, this woman is crazy. They say, she's sweet and she kind and she loves the Lord, but she's crazy. All right, so let me see. Oh, God have mercy. We just having fun this morning. Okay, so let's see. Everybody has spoken. Okay, so I'm going to get one more. Since I don't see nobody in queue, I'm going to get one more. So I'm in church one Sunday. I'm in church. I was at Bethel. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Before I became a pastor. So I'm sitting in the service. Service was good. Music was good, you know. All right, time to bring your offerings. All right, so we coming up to the altar, you know, bringing our offerings, you know, glory be to God, which is a part of the service. And my skirt, I knew my zipper was a little bit, you know what I mean, funny, but I thought I had it. But child, I put my offering up and I'm on my way back to my seat. One of the mothers in the church had to jump up and take her little shawl and wrap it around me because my skirt had fell all the way down to the floor. But now the good news is, thank God I had on like long johns, black underwear, you know what I mean, everything. So I was like dressed appropriately underneath, so like nobody saw me with just my panties on. But thank God that was God, amen, that I had dressed that secure, because he probably knew it was going to happen. I think I had on a pair of black tights or something underneath. But I'm walking on the way back to my seat, and my skirt is on the floor. My skirt done fell down to the floor. Lord have mercy, amen. Some of the people that was there with me, they tried not to laugh. But they couldn't help but giggle. God is so good. God is so good, saints. Amen. Glory. Imagine the people that don't wear no underwear. Woo! Oh, my God. Talking about being exposed. Let me tell you, we want to thank God for laughter, saints. Amen. I want to thank. I said, Holy Spirit, which ones am I going to share? And he brought those three back to me, Lord, last night. And I'm sure if I keep talking to him, I can probably write a book. Amen. But laughter is so good. It's so good. Amen. God, glory be to God. For those of you that still trying to come up with something, come on back next week. Amen. Glory be to God. Share with us. And we definitely want everybody, come on and write. You a poet and you don't know it. Amen. You are a poet. I started writing at the age of, I think I was in fifth or sixth grade. Matter of fact, my writings was, they would have me be the valedictorian on our ceremonies for graduation. On my graduation from elementary school, they had me up there, amen, glory be to God, reading the poetry that I wrote. And what was I, 10 years old? 10 years old at that time. Glory be to God. When I was in high school, matter of fact, the school directed a play that I wrote. I forgot all about all this. Amen. This is bringing all of this up in my reservoir. Beloved, what am I saying? I'm saying you a poet too, because God has put creativity in you. Amen. Hallelujah. And so come on next week. Amen. And share a little something with all of us. Amen. We pray that you have enjoyed the services on today. Amen. This is our Praise Wednesday. We do things a little bit differently on Wednesday. Amen. Glory be to God. But we're still lifting up Jesus. Amen. We're still lifting up Jesus and all that we say and all that we do. We'll be at the prayer altar today at 12 o'clock. Noon, and then we'll be back at 8 p.m. for our Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Come on back. Amen. And join us. And Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning. Amen. Same time, place, and station. Amen. To receive our breakfast. Amen. Having breakfast. A breakfast for champions. Amen. We pray that you enjoyed this service. And some people would say, they ain't spiritual over there. They can't. No. We having some fun. Amen. We having some righteous fun. Amen. Lifting up Jesus. Amen. Sharing where God has brought us from. Amen. Glory be to God. What he has done and what he is doing and what he's still yet going to do. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. We want to thank our sister Joanne. Thank you again for sharing those three lovely poems. Amen. And that song. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. I'm happy with Jesus alone. We want to thank, amen, our minister Brenda. Amen. For sharing. Woo! My God, Jesus. Told the Lord she ain't going to talk to the lady no more unless she hit the lottery. That was genuine coming from Sister Brenda. Now I don't want to ride past and see y'all in the lottery line today telling me what pastor I told the Lord I ain't gonna talk to him no more unless I hit this Powerball. Look, and if you're here, guess what? This ministry not too righteous to take your tithes. Now, we ain't condoning it. We're not doing that. But let me tell you something. We ain't too righteous to take your tithes. We gonna bless that money. Look, come on now. Even the wealth of the sinners laid out for the righteous. Shoot. Okay. All right. We want to thank our brother Reed. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Get that music together. Amen. For next week, brother. Amen. Practice that. Amen. Come on, Doc. Come on with John Legend. He all right. Amen. Thank you, Sister Aquanetta. Amen. And Sister Gwendolyn. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. And all of our listeners around the globe. Amen. Thank everyone for making this a joyous, amen, a fellowship service on today. Amen. And amen. All right, Father God, we say thank you for us having some fun. We've loosened up, Father God. You said laughter is good. It's good for the bones, to the soul, Father God, and how we can just reflect back, Father God, and just laugh. And we know that when we laugh, you laughing too. God, we know you're sitting up in heaven laughing, glory be to God, laughing at us, laughing at our mockers, just laughing, Father God, amen, in your holiness, in your righteousness, Father God, even in your judgment, Father God, we say thank you and we bless you. God, as we go out today, Father God, we ask that you would show us your pathway for provisions. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time, Father. Meet us back at 12 o'clock for prayer, 8 o'clock tonight for Bible study. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. As your people, Father God, begin to put a little poetry together for next week, Father God. Show them what's in them. Show them the brilliance, the creativity, the difference. How we can communicate through poetry and creative writing. And it doesn't necessarily have to rhyme, Father God, because the rhythm is in the spirit of Father God. And so the spirit of the word. So we say thank you, Father, for this and for everything, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All of our visitors around the world, Father, they can know that Christians can have fun because Jesus had fun. Jesus was at the wedding, glory be to God, his first miracle at a wedding. Who knows if he was on the dance floor doing the electric slide or not. But one thing for sure, he was holy when he went in and he was holy when he came out. Glory be to God. Jesus was always at somebody's house eating. Glory be to God. Jesus was always at some party. Now, we don't know what he was doing, but he was at the party. But when he left the party, somebody left him changed. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, because the world wants to see laughter. They want to see, Father, that we can have a good time and still be holy. And so we say thank you, Father, for this and for everything. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we seal this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you, and the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Y'all so crazy. Amen. I love hanging out with y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Bradford. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, glorious day. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
One, turn it out. Yeah. In here, you know that it's good and it's mercy endures forever. And the people of God said, they said, what's up? And the people of God said, yeah. The people of God said, yeah. Now we start notice to depression, confusion, all manner of evil and every sickness. You came in a bind, but you cannot stay, cause the people of God, we ain't having it. It's a good day, even though I cried last Tuesday and I was out of cash by Friday. No matter what comes next, gonna stand up and give him the praise, cause this is the day.
Amen and amen and amen. Blessed is he or she who laughs. Amen. Keep on laughing, saints, and laugh loud. Amen. Pastor Bradford signing out. Thank you for allowing me to serve you today. Love you, love you, love.